Millions of Muslims mark the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Rights groups are raising red flags over Soviet-style diagnoses, and a health fair gives some flair to spiritual matters in Romania. It's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today, around 2 million Muslim pilgrims will be standing on Mount Arafat. It's part of the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They want to be as close to Allah as possible, and the Hajj is a part of that.
The spiritual fervor at times has become jihad. Given the volatility of the Arab world right now, there's a lot of concern. But tomorrow is the day to watch for Christians. It's the Festival of the Sacrifice, a commemoration of Abraham's sacrifice and God's provision. It also points to Christ, and that's an opportunity.
We know of some Muslims who have come to Christ, but they haven't widely publicized it. They haven't changed their identity papers specifically so they can go to Mecca, because Mecca is a city that is closed to non-Muslims. And so these people can still get in. They can still be there and share the gospel during this season.
You could say the Hajj is a call to prayer for everyone. Next, church leaders in the Central African Republic are pleading for help. Open Doors says there's a huge humanitarian crisis in the making as a result of an insurgency. Church leaders issued a joint appeal last week after a three-day conference hosted by Open Doors. The Bangui Declaration calls for urgent action to prevent genocidal interfaith civil war in the troubled nation. Our responsibility? To raise as much awareness, prayer, and action as possible. We'll connect you at our website. This is Mission Network News. Human rights groups are sounding the alarm in Russia. In a case similar to Kazakh pastor Kushkinbaev, a protester is being forced to undergo psychiatric treatment. The Moscow court's decision has many concerned, including Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Rights campaigners in Russia are basically calling it a return to Soviet practices. Our prayer is that this would not continue and, above all, not be targeted at Christians. We haven't seen any sign of that in Russia thus far. Praise the Lord, but it's certainly something that bears watching.
If this continues, it would make evangelism practically impossible for Russian believers. Pray for them.
They want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They know that they have a commitment, and they know that they have a command from the Lord to carry out the Great Commission.
SGA supports the ministries of over 1,700 evangelical churches in Russia through sponsorship, resources, and training. Find ways to get involved at our website. Meanwhile, a speedy new way to translate Bibles has hit the market. Wycliffe Associates have Bible Translator Acceleration Kits that they're giving to translators. President and CEO Bruce Smith talks about the Pacific Advance. What's the focus?
Just about 20% of the remaining translation needs in the world are in this area.
How about the strategy?
Our particular emphasis over the past 5 years has been to develop a national training center in Papua New Guinea to equip the local people so that they can lead this work and take this initiative themselves.
Bruce, what opportunities as believers do we have to help support your mission?
We have an opportunity to be a part of the completion of getting God's word to the rest of the world. It can really happen in our generation, and with technology, with new communication tools, even with new translation strategies involving more and more people in this process, I really believe this is going to happen in the next decade.
And a clinic in Romania is giving more than health care. AMG International workers are sharing the gospel and praying with their patients at the Diaconia Medical Center. They also use medical outreach to share Christ with people who may not come to the clinic. At a recent health fair, workers shared the gospel and gave New Testaments to over 600 people. Learn more about this ministry at our website. Pray the clinic can keep evangelizing by caring for physical needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes think that you've disappointed God with your best gift. Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there, ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.